So it is teed up by McCarroll near hash, 40-yard line. Hilliard Derby, the brand new turf they got this season. We're underway week number 12 on St. Gabriel Radio. The kick is high and short. The return will start from the 20-yard line, up across the 25, near side to the 30, and up to the 34-yard line. 14-yard return by Ben Dankow, and that's where the Hawks will take over on offense. First and 10, 4 seconds into this game. Up front in the interior five, it is Patrick Gilliland, Brandon Wise, Nate Jackson, Max Steinecker, and Peyton Collins. Collins second team all district, and Gilliland first team all district. Wide out, Philip Cole, he was second team all district. Jordan Kirkbride is the tight end, first team all district. Quarterback Anthony Carfagna, the wingback Elijah Carter, fullback Nick Cohn, and the halfback is Alexander Blackman. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Some handshaking going on before we even start this contest. 76ers with a late add onto the field. The market officially just passed the 32, in fact. So it'll be first and 10 from there for the Hawks. One man in motion top to bottom. Getting the handoff in stride is Philip Cole near side. Short side of the field across the 35-yard line. Tight ropes to the sidelines for a nice gain on first down. Defensively for the 76ers, Richard DeLazier is the D coordinator. He played it to sales. Up front, it is Chad Douglas, Alex Miller, and Darius Littlefield. Linebackers, David Stanford, Delron McCarroll, Durante Irvin, and Devin Thompson. The cornerback, Caleb Jones, along with Drew Collins, Jalen Moore, and Montrell Curry are the safeties. Second down and three from the 39-yard line. Cone to exit the backfield, top to bottom. Now comes back again, readjusts, and Blackman will join him as they go triple stack eye. Third man through is Carter. Carter got to the 40, and there's a flag on the play, resting at the 39.
That's in the area where you normally get offensive holding or chop block. It's one or the other.
It is indeed a chop block, and our referee tonight is Charles Anderson. Matthew Wilson, the umpire. Linesman is Brian Clay. The line judge is Ryan Schwederman. The back judge is Kerry Allian.
Now Hartley's going to have a problem with that. Their splits are so tight that when one guy is engaged, if another guy falls into him, you know what I mean? You get the chop block call, and that happens simply because they're physical and they get on their blocks, and if somebody falls down, they end up chopping the legs, and you can't see it because they're so tight together.
Well, there are no line splits. They're non-existent, basically, for them. It is second down and 18 from back at the 24-yard line. 20 seconds of this contest. Cole in motion now to the top. Handoff off the right side. It goes across the 25. And Elijah Carter got up to about the 27-yard line before he was pushed back on the play as McCarroll makes the hit along with Collins.
Yeah, McCarroll made the hit on that one, but I'll tell you what, Chad Douglas did a nice job of just boogering the whole thing up. He took on two blockers and just stood his ground and made a pile, and there was no place to go. So when it bumped outside, McCarroll could make the play.
Chad Douglas, a four-year starter on that defensive line for the 76ers. Third down, let's call it just about 52 seconds into this contest. Dankow checks out of the backfield. Carfagna rolling, looking downfield, looking long for Cole. It is a duck, and Cole comes back with the football at the 42, inside the 40, all the way down to the 31-yard line. Pass is underthrown. It was the kind of ball where you could almost make a fair catch. And Philip Cole did a great job of adjusting to the football, getting a big gainer.
DeMonte Taylor should have intercepted that pass. He was waiting for it, but he waited for the ball. And what happened was Philip Cole came back and jumped in front of him and took the ball away from him. That should have been a pick. That ball was a duck.
Gain of 43 on the play. Philip Cole over 400 yards receiving on the campaign. First and 10 Hawks from the 30 of the 76ers, 1-15 into this contest.
That's the kind of play Independence can ill afford to have happen against them.
Hand off in motion top to bottom. Danko's got it. Ben inside the 30, the 25, the 20, 15. All the way down the sidelines, inside the 10. They're going to say he stepped out, though. Right around the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal. Hawks from there with 10:33 left to go. A nice game by Ben Dankow as he takes the ball some 21 yards for a first down.
When you have tight splits like that, you can get to the edge in a hurry. And they had an offset running back, and so now they've got two guys leading out there with two offset running backs, and the jet sweep.
First and goal for the Hawks from the 9, 10:33 left to go. Backs from an eye. Blackman is the deep back. Cone in motion, top to bottom. Blackman's got it. Pushes the pile inside the 6 to the 5 and maybe the 4 before he's brought down on the play.
And you can stop and think of how this would have turned around had that ball been intercepted. You know, they're going to have the ball at about the 40, 45-yard line. And you never know. You never know. But this is what Hartley does. They make your mistakes count.
Devin Thompson, the outside linebacker, makes the hit. Second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Toss goes to Blackman between tackles, and near hash is where he goes, and he's brought down as he gets inside the 2-yard line. DeMonte Taylor coming up from the secondary to make the hit.
Well, that time Hartley didn't block the edge defender, and he closed in off the defensive end spot, and they should have had a guy blocking him, but they didn't, and he made the tackle.
Third and goal, Larry, from the two. Triple stack this time. Blackman is the third guy. He gets the handoff off the right side into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play at the four-yard line.
We've got a hold. Wow.
We'll wait and see. And officially from Charles Anderson, the holding call will negate the touchdown with 9:44 left to go against the Hawks. They'll march it back. I'm looking forward to you going down to the field for the postgame. Even in the first quarter, I'm thinking about that, Larry.
Who said I'm going to do that?
I will talk to your agent. So the ball goes back to the 13-yard line. It'll be third and goal from there. 9:44 left to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless. Bishop Hartley driving, though, on Independence. Backs from an eye now. And Sawyer and Blackman. And Carfagna rolling short side. Into the end zone, and there's traffic galore there, and the pass incomplete, but there's a flag 7 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, Jordan Kirkbride was standing down there. I think it's Jordan. Yeah, he was standing down there in the corner of the end zone, and the defender literally just pushed him in the chest. It was that's an easy one to call.
Pass interference on the defense is the call. A little late, perhaps, with the throw into the corner of the end zone, Larry?
Yes, he was open early, and then he waited for whatever reason.
And by the time he waited, there were about six guys in the corner of the end zone. So mark the ball down inside the seven, near the six-yard line with 9:38 left to go.
It should be an automatic first down, isn't it?
Or it's third down and goal from the six.
I thought pass interference was always a first down.
Toss sweep near side. Blackman inside the five, and Blackman's going to walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Alexander Blackman, 21st touchdown on the campaign, and the Hawks first on the board with 9:34 left to go. They lead 6-0.
Well, just when you make a mistake against this Hartley team, they make you pay. That's what they've done in all the games we've done this year. In fact, that's what they've done pretty much for the last 3 or 4 years. When you make a mistake, they make you pay.
Blackman, second team All-Districts. And another guy that's second team All-District is the kicker now, Matteo Agresti. 47 of 50 on extra points on the campaign. Mahan, the hold, snap, kick. It is up. There's a flag on the play. And we have encroachment on the defense with 9:34 left to go.
Hartley would love to decline that, but they can't. Now they're going to go for two.
Yeah, they'll go for two. They're going to bring Blackman in, move the ball to the 1.5. Let's see if they go triple stack guy. We're seeing a lot early on of Mason Sawyer in this contest. And he will stay in there as the lead back. Blackman will be the deep man from about a yard and a half out. A chance to go for two with 9:34 left to go.
They've got an unbalanced line here to the right.
Do they go that way?
I would. If you got Cone over here, they're probably coming this way.
Sawyer's going to check out that way. Toss sweep to that power side. And Blackman trying to turn the corner, and he breaks the plane for the two-point conversion. 8-0 Hawks lead. We are 2:26 into this one. We'll take a break. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Demetra Crenshaw with a 25-yard touchdown run, and Pick Central leads Bradley 7-0. And Michael Lowry has hit Jerome Buckner for a touchdown pass. Gahanna leads Liberty 7-0.
And here at Hilliard Darby, Hartley with first blood in this one. 7 plays, 68-yard drive, 2:26 off the clock. Blackman from 6 yards out, he liked it so much, he took it in for the two-point conversion from a yard and a half out. We stand now at 8-0 Hawks early on in this one.
Well, that's kind of a strategic two-point play because that's what Independence runs, too. If they score a touchdown, they're going to go for two. So, worst-case scenario, you're going to be tied here.
Mateo with the little pooch kick, and it goes over the head of the up man. He'll try to hunt it down, and he does so at around the 20-yard line. Durante Irvin tried to get the ball around the 33, went over his head, and then he had to kind of peel back and get the ball close to the 20-yard line, and that's where the 76ers will get possession for the first time on offense. Interior five, Michael Morant, Alex Miller, Jedediah Stimmage, Darius Littlefield, and Chad Douglas Jr. Wide receiver slash tight end is Delron McCarroll. Wide receiver also Jalen Moore and Caleb Jones and Devin Thompson. Quarterback is Keontae Blow. Fullback Drew Collins or Durante Irvin. We'll check that out in a second. And Demonte Taylor is the running back. One back in the backfield to start. Quick toss. It is a backward pass, and it goes to Taylor across the 20 out to the 23, but there's a flag back at the 20-yard line.
I've got a feeling we're going to see a lot of flags tonight. It just has that feel to it.
Holding is a call against Independence.
We've already had, what, four flags in this game, maybe? Five?
And the one thing about Independence, too, is once they break the huddle, Larry, they normally snap the ball if they huddle within 5 seconds.
They don't mess around, do they? They get to the line, it's a quick count, let's go.
One of the keys for them is to make sure they're set before the snap. We'll talk about the Hartley defense coordinated by Brad Birchfield after this play. Move the ball back to the 10-yard line, so it'll be first down and 20 from there. 9:20 left to go. And they'll keep it on the ground. There's nothing there. They're going to be brought down back inside the 10-yard line, near the 7-yard line. Nothing there.
If you think you're going to take it and punch the ball in the center of this Hartley line for 20 yards, it's just not going to happen. They're going to have to get out on the edges. They're going to have to use their passing game to open this thing up a little bit and get guys out of the box. Because if Hartley can play them man-to-man on the perimeter and put six or seven in the box, it's going to be a long night for Independence.
Drew Collins going to lose three more in the play. Second down and 23 back at the 7-yard line. 8:47 left to go. Quick toss. It goes to Taylor. Taylor around the right side across the 10 up to the 12-yard line. Now, the Hartley Hawk defense, Ethan Amaya, Anthony Majewski, and Nick Cohn. The linebackers, Ben Dankow, Max Steinecker, James Reese III, Alexander Blackman, Winston Amakwa. In the secondary, the corners, Elijah Carter and Jalen January. And Angelo Evans, who had that interception return for a touchdown against New Philadelphia, is the free safety. Mark it up to the 12. Now it's 3rd and 18. Took 2 seconds to snap after they came up the line of scrimmage. They'll take it off the right side and get it up to the 15-yard line. That time it is Drew Collins with a second carry. But now, even though it's a team that doesn't like to punt much, with a fourth down and about 14, you got to think they're going to kick it here.
Well, yeah, and they're deep in their own territory. And the wind has died down, but that football is like kicking an ice cube tray. It is so cold and so frozen right now. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but it's cold out here tonight, guys. And it feels more like week of 14 football than week of, 12.
Demonte Taylor, averaging 32 yards a punt, stays in there. He stands at his own 2. Philip Cole at the 40 of the 76ers. There's the snap, and across the 30-yard line, and trickles to the 40, and that's where it's down by the 76ers in the person of Abel and Majesty. So 24 yards on that punt, first and 10 now for the Hawks. Glad to have you on AMA 20, or you can listen online at stgabrielradio.com, anywhere in the world, stgabrielradio.com. You can click and listen live as well, too. So if you're on the radio right now, you're going to go elsewhere, pick up your mobile device, and listen there.
Even in German Village, you can hear this.
Even in Germany or German Village.
Either one.
Italy or Italian Village. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. Danko in motion. Handoff goes to Nick Cohn, the big guy. Inside the 35, inside the 30, gets 11 yards down to the 29-yard line before he's undercut by McCarroll. And believe me, that is the best way to bring down Nick Cohn.
Yeah, just undercut him, because I'm going to tell you what, trying to tackle him tonight is going to be like tackling a freezer. He's a big, strong dude, and you do not want to hit him square tonight.
We view Frosty, cold, freezer already in the first quarter here, right?
And that just defines the press box. We're standing on a metal floor.
Yeah, it retains cold here. I remember this
really
from my days of my son going to high school here at Darby. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. Hand off, a little counterplay inside the 25, and Elijah Carter with another burst after he got hit at the 24, gets it down near the 21-yard line.
Now, that was an interesting play because they ran deep motion, and then they hand it off to the running back, and it looked like the deep motion guy was in pitch phase. You may see a handoff to the running back who then goes into option phase.
Oh, look at this. Right now it was a quadruple stack. They break out of it. Backs offset now. Toss, it goes to Carter inside the 20. 15, 10. Elijah carrying defenders all the way down inside the 3 near the 2-yard line. And it'll be first and goal Hawks with 6:37 left to go in the first.
We have visitors up here, and this is not good. I can tell you that right now.
So do you know?
He happens to be the head baseball coach here at Darby.
The legendary Chris Fugit.
The legend in his own mind.
I think
legend.
He owes me money.
Yeah, probably owes me money.
First and goal inside the three-yard line. Cone's going to check out. Toss sweep near side. Elijah Carter sidesteps one defender. Does he hit the pylon? He does. Touchdown for the Hawks. 6:25 left to go. And then it was 14-0 Bishop Hartley.
That's just too easy. You give him the ball on the short side of the 40. It takes them four or five plays, and they just pound you. And Independence has to do something on offense now to get the ball out of the hole on this drive, or this game could get out of hand in a hurry.
For Elijah Carter, that is touchdown number 13 on the ground this season, a chance now to make it 15-0 in this contest. And oops. I would say we encroach, but when you're 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, that's kind of moving in. That's not even encroaching, is it? That's getting a lease.
That's illegal in 48 states. This just happens to be one of them.
Baseball coach upstairs in a press box for a football game. Is that allowed?
Not in this state.
Okay.
It's not. No. He didn't bring any heat with him either. Turn the heaters on in here. We got heaters, and they don't work.
You would think that a baseball coach would bring the heat, right?
You'd think he would. He couldn't when he pitched.
The old number one. Agriesti with the extra point again. Ready from the 10. Snap, kick, plenty of leg. It is up. 15-0 Hawks as he converts. 6:25 left to go here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hilliard Bradley scores on a quarterback sneak of their own. Josh Stewart from 11 yards out, and the Jaguars tie up Pickerington Central at 7. Licking Valley gave up the first touchdown of the game, but they answer right back with a 46-yard touchdown pass. They're tied with John Glenn at 7.
And here it was a four-play, 40-yard drive, took 107 off the clock. Carter takes it in from 3 yards out. Agriesti with the PAT. It is now 15-0 Hawks, and we played just about one half of the first quarter.
Well, I know Hartley doesn't want to kick the ball deep here. But
yeah, they don't. They pooch along the ground, a little onside affair, and it's caught nicely by Majesty just across the 50-yard line at the 49 for the 76ers, so they'll have great field position. And they've got 6:25 on the clock here in the first.
I'm not sure that's exactly what Coach Birchfield wanted there. I think he wanted it past that first line. But to give them the ball at the 50, heck, they haven't shown the ability to run against you in the one drive that they had. So just do what you did before. Pooch it down there around the 25 or 20 and see what happens.
They wound up four on that first drive. Mm-hmm. So first and 10 from the 49-yard line. For Keontae Blow and company, although let's take a look. It's a wildcat look. Taylor's at quarterback. Right side of the line looked like they left early, and we'll have whistles as that time they go wildcat with Taylor. But I think we had a false start on the offense because it looked to me like both Darius Littlefield and Chad Douglas had an early call.
Well, not just that, but the wide receivers weren't up on the line, and then they stepped up to the last second while the ball was in flight. So it looked more like Canadian football there for a minute.
So Taylor's going to head to the sidelines, get some information from head coach Maurice Douglas, who is the offensive coordinator. It's that pro look with multiple sets and shotgun, wildcat, the spread too. And
hey, you do what you have to do to win. There's no pure football system. Just do what you have to do.
So Taylor brings him up, three wide to the top, two to the bottom. He will keep and get up to the 45 and whip down as the ball squirts loose after he's thrown to the ground. But the square dance was led by Ethan Amaya.
It was a do-si-do for sure. I mean, he grabbed him and just threw him around like a rag doll.
So Amaya stops him at the 46-yard line. It'll be second down and a baker's dozen, 13 from there. 6 minutes left to go. First quarter, Hartley leads 15-0, and now Blow comes back in at QB. So enough of the wildcat for now. Taylor stays in as the running back.
Oh, we got a false start again.
On the offense, that time they had a guy moving in motion, though, from bottom to top on a play in Jalen Moore. Trying to get some motion going, too, but they also had the false start. So the one thing that Independence wanted to avoid
were those costly five-yard penalties. They haven't had any major problems with the 10 or 15-yarders. It's been those kind of penalties because they get so rapidly sometimes, Larry, to the line of scrimmage that sometimes they just leave too soon. This time, from the gun, same man in motion, the quick pop, and wow, a hit on the play. As that time, Flo was going back to throw and looked for the opening with a pump fake, and he got drilled back at the 35-yard line.
I think it's Austin Paulus on that one. I think 63, or Majeski, 63. I couldn't tell where 63 or 30. He just absolutely smurfed him. Just grabbed him and smurfed him.
Anthony Majeski did the same thing last week against New Philadelphia. Great on the run and also pursuing the quarterback, especially to the right-hand side against the Quakers. Here the hit is made back at the 35-yard line. Third down and long. They have to get it all the way down to the 41-yard line of the Hawks. They'll keep it on the ground with Taylor. DeMonte has some room across the 40, the 45, but knocked out of bounds there. So a nice game, but not nearly enough as he's pushed out of bounds, and that'll set up a punting situation for the 76ers.
Well, that was an old-fashioned counter trade, but they did it out of the spread look, and what he did was he lined up to the left of the quarterback, took two steps to the right, stuck his foot in the ground, and followed the big guard and tackle around the left end, and it was a nice game. And that's one thing they can do to Hartley is misdirect them, because Hartley's so aggressive that they can't be misdirected.
Jalen January with a hit on the play. Taylor to stay in a punt, stands at his own 32-yard line. Philip Colback at his 30 with 4:53 left to go in the first. It's one time where the 76ers are deliberate, and that's on fourth down. Fourth, they need about 13. And Taylor gets a very high short kick. Almost looked like it was blocked.
It might have been partially tipped. I'm
and
not sure where the
hit at the 40-yard line by McCarroll. He kind of punched forward from the 40-yard line. So the Hawks will get it back. And that thing was not artistic and will pick up 14 yards.
Well, the amazing thing about that drive is it started at their own 49. And now Hartley's going to get the ball at their 40. So 11 yards later after a punt and four downs, Hartley loses 11 yards after the kickoff, which you just can't do to this Hartley team. They're just too good.
That's why you can survive an onside kick like that, too. First and 10 from the 40-yard line. They go with the backs from the offset eye. Two wide to the bottom now. Checking out is Cohn. One back in the backfield. The handoff goes to Elijah Carter. We've got Hankies again with 4:43 left to go.
All right, we need a moratorium.
False start again on the offense. I don't think that's going to happen, Larry.
I don't either.
You think there's a temperature factor that should enter into the equation or what?
I don't know whether their mind is somewhere where it's not supposed to be, but holy moly.
Hey, I've got an idea. I've got hot pockets. I'm going to put them in my shoes. What do you think?
I'm just going to start my shoes on fire.
There you go. Toss sweep near side. Across the 40. Uh-oh. And Elijah Carter loses the football. It's fumbled at the 45-yard line. Now the 47. Did it skirt out of bounds?
Looks like Hartley got it.
The Hawks say they maintained possession as the ball went out of bounds near the 49-yard line. And the Hawks will get it back. Carter got drilled at around the 47. Lost possession of the football. But the Hawks will keep it.
I think five or six different guys had a hand on that ball before finally Hartley got it out of bounds. That ball popped straight up in the air. It's a great hit. Helmet right on the football. Popped it right out of there.
Don't look, Larry, because I'm taking off my shoes.
I won't have to look. Whew, baby. Are we downwind or upwind? That's all I need to know.
First and 10 from the 49-yard line of the 76ers. 4:34 left to go. Backs offset. Cone gets it. Nick inside the 46 to the 45-yard line. Again, we've mentioned this, too. If Nick falls forward, he's going to pick up 2 yards.
You know, he's 245, 250 pounds. He's a good athlete. He's got pretty good feet. Big, strong guy, and he just moves the pile. And then, oh, by the way, Jalen's on the outside running, you know, like a deer in headlights. So it's just amazing.
So mark the ball down inside the 45-yard line. Second down and 5 from there. Dan Cal readjusts to the top of the set. Backs offset. Handoff goes to the wing. And that's Dan Cal. Ben's got it to the 40-yard line near the 39 and near the sticks.
Ben Dan Cal, the ball carrier.
It's going to be a little bit short, I think.
How short is it?
Football.
Looks like he's just shy.
That's what we're playing, yes.
Football.
So it'll be third down and less than one. Is it cone time? No, they toss it to the deep man. That's Carter. Elijah over the pile at the near hash, the 38-yard line, and he's got enough for the Hawk first down.
Elijah Carter dives for...
Are you watching right now while I put these in my shoe?
I didn't have to watch.
Okay.
We are downwind.
All right.
Just saying. Bar of soap.
Cannot get the shoe back on. the bad news. So first and 10 from the 37 of the 76ers. Hawks up 15-0, 3:24 and ticking. One wide either side. Philip Colton near side. One man in motion. That's Dankow. Gets the handoff in stride. But a flag. And we're going to have another five-yard penalty. Another false start called against the Hawks.
I don't think I've seen this many penalties in a first quarter. And I'm going to say ever. How many is this, our statistician? We're at 9. Holy mackerel.
Sawyer checks into the backfield now as the up back. Cole wide at the top. Kirkbride tight end to the bottom. Deep man is Carter. Cole now comes tight, now goes back wide again. On the delay, the handoff. Elijah Carter, nice hole inside the 40. Down to the 37-yard line, maybe the 36 before he's knocked down.
They ran a little wing back in motion, and then he took off on a go route. And I think they're just setting something up for later. Get the corner out of there. Get the corner looking at something he shouldn't be looking. If you don't have good eye discipline against this Hartley team, you'll see too many things from your position, and you won't be able to react to any of them.
So it'll be second down and 9 with 2.5 left to go.
Double offset. Both backs to the left.
Yep.
Jet sweep.
Cole in motion to the top. Gets it in stride. Trying to turn the corner. Gives ground to the 40. Now cuts around the 37. Tries to reverse his field and gets drilled back there. Nowhere to go.
One of the things that Hartley's going to find is this Independence team is probably as quick as any team they've played this year. Maybe not as quick as Toledo Central Catholic, but they're as quick as anybody that Hartley's played on their schedule. And so if you don't make a quick cut and get north and south, they're going to run you down.
So now it'll be third down. We'll put it back at the original line of scrimmage, the 37. Third down and 10 from there. Under 2 minutes left to go in the first. Hawks lead 15-0. Is this a passing down?
Not necessarily. They will, because they've passed more now than they've ever passed, but
Carfagna rolling, looking downfield on the out, has Dankow and overthrows him at the 21-yard line.
Open, wide open from the get-go. As soon as they ran a little flood route to the outside, it was a three-man flood route. The middle receiver was wide open, and I think Hartley's just going to be happy to punt him in a hole here.
We'll see if they do that. They may bring a punt formation on. Carfagna is the quarterback and punter.
Has Hartley ever faked one?
Not in the last 5 minutes, no. But they will.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them fake it from every conceivable formation.
Carfagna standing at its 45. He will take the snap, cut it inside the 30, and
extends,
had to get to the 28-yard line and may have touched down inside the 29. He could be less than a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, he's just short of the first down. It's going to be Independence ball.
So the 76ers will get it back with 1:36 left to go in the first quarter.
And you didn't quite make the first down.
Any chance you're going to help me put my shoes back on here or not? It's not going to happen?
That's a long way from where I'm sitting.
So it is now first and 10 76ers from the 29. As let's see if it's going to be Taylor perhaps with the Wildcat look again.
Ramonte Taylor.
Yep, Taylor is going to run the Wildcat. Gets the snap and takes it across the 33-yard line and got knocked down. I tell you what, these two guys are two that we talked about last week, Imajewski and Amaya, and they have played like a couple of forces here in weeks 10, 11, and now 12 as Amaya made the hit on that play.
DeMonte Taylor took that direct snap, and he was in full flight within about two or three steps. I'm telling you what, he's got some quicks, and I can understand why he rushed for 2,300 yards or whatever it was. He can just flat out go.
Picks up 5, second down and 5. 1 minute left to go in the first. And this time, blow in at quarterback. Under center, rolls right. Looks long downfield, throws it up for grabs. Pass incomplete at the 40-yard line of the Hawks as we have a battle on the far side of the field between Collins, number 13, and Ben Dankow in coverage.
That was great coverage. He had a great inside arm on that one. He had his back arm on the shoulder. He didn't turn him. He didn't twist him, but he did chop on the inside arm. That was good defense.
And it'll be third down, and as we approach the top of the hour, you're listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Randy Reinhardt, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi, Scott Rex, glad to have you aboard. Great to have the team back together again as Scott is back after that debacle that was known as the Buckeyes against Iowa last weekend. And
yeah, way to go.
Still smarting from that, I think.
Bring us back a victory, thanks.
Third down and 5. Blow's going to hand it off, and not a whole lot there. Flag on the play. Taylor got up to the 36-yard line and got drilled there.
We may have another chop block.
We'll see. And indeed, that is the call. According to Charles Anderson, our referee tonight, with 51.7 left to go. Penalty probably going to be declined.
Well, they're probably going to go for it on fourth down and three.
Yeah, they're going to make a substitution in the line. As Griffin will check out, and Savion Brown will come in. It's fourth down and three, and they're going to go for it. And the Hawks, did they violate the neutral
zone?
They did. They may have encroached. They came up like they were going to blitz at the line of scrimmage, and when they did, they violated that neutral zone. They're called for encroachment. So a gift first down for the 76ers out to the 42-yard line with 40 seconds left to go.
Penalty number 11 or 12, whatever it is. Oh, that's right. Accepted penalties.
This is the first down for the 76ers.
Well, it didn't come too early. They need to sustain this drive, put some points on the board if they're going to climb back in this thing.
Keontae Blow goes to the sidelines, gets the information from head coach Maurice Douglas, who I covered as a player when the 47-year-old was playing for Independence. Rolling his blow, dumps underneath, throws it behind Drew Collins, who has 11 catches on the season. Pass falls incomplete.
That's a simple little straight arrow route to the sidelines, and he just threw it too hard. It's like 12 degrees outside here. It's tough to catch that thing, and he threw it a little bit behind.
So now it'll be second down and 10 from the 42. 16.5 left to go in the first quarter. Regional semifinal action here in Division III as the Hawks lead the 76ers 15-0. But it's not raining or snowing, Larry, you know?
It's too cold to do either.
Okay. Second down and 10, although I hear a helicopter. Blow rolls, fakes the handoff to Taylor. Now Tux tries to run, and he spun down. Amaya got him second. It was Majewski who got there first.
Majewski is just relentless. I mean, he's like a little boulder out there. He runs underneath the blocks, uses a great underarm rip technique to get up underneath the offensive lineman, and he is just relentless.
Two things. It's the end of the quarter, and also Keontae Blow is limping off the field after that play. 15-0 Hawks lead after one quarter on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, MA20.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
My name is attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Johnstown has just put their second touchdown of the game on the board. They lead Portsmouth West 13-0.
And here it's 15-0 Hawks as we start the second quarter. Independence with the football now. Third down and 16 from their own 36. Handoff goes to Taylor across the 40, cuts it back, gets up to the 42-yard line and is stood up right there. So he got back to near the original line of scrimmage. Going to set up a fourth down at 10.
You know, when you look at this Hartley team, you think about their offensive prowess and the points that they put on the board, but their defense is so stout that they get the ball in such great field position, drive after drive after drive, that the offense doesn't have to do as much as a lot of high school offenses have to do. Very unsung defense.
Punting situation for Taylor, now standing back as 28. High snap, gets it down, gets it off, just missed the pressure. It's going to hit at the 36-yard line and trickle back. I tell you what, he barely got that off as he had great pressure coming from what turned out to be his right side as he tried to get off that kick and just barely eluded the pressure from the Hawks.
Well, that was Nick Cohn, all 6 feet five of him. So when he took off, he made up a whole lot of ground there in about two steps.
After a 14-yard punt, now he gets an 18-yard punt. With 11:21 left to go in the first half, it goes back to the Hawks. First and 10 right at their own 40-yard line, right to left for Hartley here at Hilliard-Darby High School. Backs offset. One man in motion, Danko, top to bottom, and the handoff goes to Elijah Carter. Puts his head down. It got to the 41-yard line, and that is it before Devin Thompson, 6'2", 185, makes the hit on the play. He is the Hulk linebacker, 6'2", and 185, not necessarily Hulkish, but that's his title. He's got 23 solos, 20 assists, a tackle for a loss, two sacks, one interception, and two fumble recoveries on the season.
Well, Hartley's had an awful lot of success running the football on the edges. Not necessarily sweeps outside, but right off the tackle tight end box, right in that little edge there. And they, if they continue to attack in the middle, they're not going to get very much, but on the edge they will.
Danko in motion, gets the handoff in stride from bottom to top, tries to turn the corner. They stretch it out, but he finds a seam across midfield. Danko's got room. He's going to take it the distance. Cut it inside. Then Danko, turning on the afterburners, takes it in for the score. 10:30 left to go in the half. 59 yards for the touchdown as Ben gets it. You know, they talk about Ben Danko is a guy that will hide and explode, and you saw it there. He gets his fourth touchdown of the season.
He is to the offense what Steinecker is to the defense. He's a football player. He understands the game, and that play was a stretch play. It was an outside run play designed to go wide, and because Independence got all their guys out in the right, out of the right run fits, they got outside. He just cut it back, and there was nobody home.
Extra point time now for Agresti to make it 22-0. Snap, kick, it is up. No flags on this extra point. It's good. 22-0. Hawks lead. 10.5 left to go in the first half. Right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Hilliard Bradley had a 10-7 lead after one quarter, but Demetra Crenshaw hits Xavier Henderson for 82 yards, and Pickerington Central takes a 14-10 lead. John Glenn and Licking Valley, they are tied up at 13.
And here it's now Hartley 22-0. Hartley 168 yards total offense that first quarter, 125 rushing, 43 passing, 15 yards offense for Independence that first quarter, all on the ground. Five penalties against the Hawks for 40 yards, five for 28 against Independence, six first downs to one in favor of the Hawks. And Chris Fugit comes through again, does he not?
He does. It's the first time all year he's come through.
Wow, he brought a space heater up. And the Hawks with little chip kick, if you will, and it's scooped up at the 32-yard line, and going down right there is Daron McCarroll. So he returned it about a yard, and that's it with 10:27 left to go. Why is it pointed towards you, though, Larry?
Because he likes me. He needs me as an assistant baseball coach in the spring.
Look at this. I would say there's more dust on that than... Let's see, is it putting on heat? Look at it, the lights are lighting up and everything.
We actually have heat in the hitting facility, so we don't need those.
Okay.
Anymore.
Well, you have heat right now. Some would contend there's a lot of hot air from that end of the press box as well, too, but
yeah.
I won't take it any further than that.
I wouldn't let you talk about you like that, Zavolti.
Thank you. First and 10 from the 32-yard line. Handoff goes to Taylor around the left side. He's got some room across the 35. Boy, good job to shut that down. I know they picked up about four or five on the play, but it looked like it could have been more as he turned the corner along the far side of the field. And a good job that time by Winston Amakwa to shut it down.
Amakwa and Max Steinecker again doing what he does. He runs plays down. He has good run fits inside out. He kept the leverage on the inside shoulder and did what a linebacker is supposed to do, force him to the sidelines.
Seriously, though, thanks to Chris Fugit for coming up with that space heater. He is a first-class guy and a living legend when it comes to baseball in the community of Hilliard. Second and five from the 37-yard line, 9:52 left to go. From the gun this time, back to throw is Blow across the left side, looks for Taylor, and does he come up with a football? He cannot at the 37-yard line of the Hawks. He looked like he jumped early trying to high point that.
Well, and that's Max Steinecker again, man-to-man. Now, he's trying to cover a running back on a wheel route down the sidelines, and he had him stride for stride and played the football.
And then it was third down and five. Look at the bundled-up crowd here at Hilliard Darby High School. The Hawk fans near side, the 76ers on the far side. Parkas, hoodies galore here as people try to stay warm on a night like this. Handoff goes to Taylor. Taylor fights and got only to the 36-yard line. In fact, will lose a yard or maybe two on the play as he's swarmed under by Blackman and friends. And now it is fourth down for the 76ers.
Well, and it's fourth and about five, maybe six. And they're not gonna risk going for it, I don't think.
And the 76ers are going to take a timeout. Maurice Douglas is going to come out on the field and talk to his team with 9:17 left to go. As he does that, we'll take a break, too, on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
And just like that, Pickerington Central's lead is 21-10. Jeremiah Wood with a 25-yard interception return for a touchdown. Riley Bruning has a 1-yard touchdown run, and Olin Tangi leads Whitmer 10-3.
And here it's Hartley on top, 22-0, 9:17 left to go in the first half as they lead Independence. 76ers have the football, fourth down and six. See what they opt to do. They burn a timeout. Taylor standing back at his own 23-yard line. Low snap on a hop. Gets it, and high and short punt again. Again, it looked like he didn't kick the ball off his foot. It looked like he kicked it closer to his ankle or his shin almost. Yeah. And that is going to be 17 yards on that punt.
Well, remember you said this in the opening. They're not used to punting the football. They don't do it very often. What Independence is used to is they're used to seeing speed. They're used to seeing kids that can run fast in City League and they play hard and do all that. But they're not used to seeing the combination of the size, the power, and the speed that Hartley has. And that's a whole different animal. Big, strong guys running fast.
First and 10 Hawks from their own 47-yard line. 9:06 left to go. Carfagna from the gun. Back to throw. Looking, going long downfield. Pass is corralled at the 20-yard line. What a catch. Phillip Cole wins the battle and takes the ball away on the play from number 9, Jalen Moore. He and Moore were battling near the far hash for the football, and it's Cole who came up with it.
I think Jalen Moore had the ball until he touched the ground with both feet. When he came down on the ground, between the time they landed on the ground by the time they rolled on the ground, the ball was taken away.
Wait, there's a flag.
Gee, what a surprise.
That was tossed on the field. At the 40-yard line, it's being tucked back in. And let's see what the call is. The penalty was assessed from the 41-yard line, so it's going to go back to the 31.
Wow. So it's a spot violation of some kind.
I did not see a call.
I did not see a signal either.
So it was from the point of the infraction, and I'll assume it's a hold, so let's move it back to the 31-yard line. They have to get it all the way down to the 43-yard line of the 76ers. The first down at just about 26. Carfagna going to keep and take it right up the gut and get what he can up to around the 40-yard line. Good job by Anthony Carfagna, who's rushed 21 times for 144 yards coming into this contest. Gets it up to the 40, so chunks like that, they can make it up in three downs.
Yeah,
that was
about a 9-yard gain there, so now they can go back to doing what Hartley does, because if you think about it, it's really just first down, because they'll go for it on fourth down if it's fourth down and less than four or five.
Second and 17 from the 40-yard line now. They check the wristbands for the play.
And in other action this evening, Tri-Valley and Bell Fountain are tied. 13 all.
Two backs in the backfield, the handoff to the up man, and the ball gets up to the 44-yard line. Carter on the carry.
And another penalty. And another penalty flag, and it looks like we're going to get either a chop block or a hold. We had the umpire calling that. So let's check and see what we've got here. Another chop block.
And the flag resting at the 39-yard line with 7:57 left to go here in the first half.
It's probably the most chop blocks we've seen in a ball game.
I think it's probably as many as we've seen all season.
Maybe in the 4 years we've worked together.
Now, when we get to lifetime, we have to stop.
Yeah, right? Probably.
All right. The exaggeration continues. The ball is back at the 24-yard line. So they need to get 26 plus 7. They need 33 yards.
No problem.
Carter's got it. Carter gets away from two defenders, across the 30, the 35, up to the 40-yard line. So a nice gain on the play as Elijah will get it up to the 40-yard line. They still need 17 yards.
Well, we're third and about 17, so we're right back where we would have been if it was second and 17, except we lost it out.
Taylor makes the hit, so mark it at the 40, third and 17 from there. Some luggage or equipment tossed off of Elijah Carter and tossed near the sidelines, at least near the hash by
See,
Mr.
That's
Anderson.
See, that's where that extra official comes in. He would have tucked that in.
The center judge would have
like
picked it up.
Just like he did last week, yep.
So third and 17. Cohen's going to check out of the backfield. He'll go the same way as the toss sweep, which is the wide side of the field, near side, out to the 45, out to the 47. Elijah Carter. Now it's going to be fourth down and 10.
Yeah, they'll punt this.
Think so?
I think they will.
Ron McCarron.
I think they'll punt it simply because their defense is playing so well. They got a chance to hold them in three downs and then get the ball back on the short side of the 50 again.
McCarroll makes the hit. Fourth down and 10 for the Hawks. From the 47-yard line. Remember, Carfagna is the punter and the quarterback, so he can just ship back deep if he needs to. As he starts the play, he's under center on a fourth down and 10. They almost got the encroachment there as they changed the snap count. And now let's see what they do get.
Illegal procedure on Mr. Gilliland.
False start on the offense, perhaps?
Or a timeout.
Or a timeout taken by the Hawks. Hawks burn a timeout. They take one, we'll take one. 6:25 left to go right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
Mitchell Cooley has thrown a touchdown pass, and Olin Tangi Liberty has tied Gahanna at 7.
And here it's a fourth down and 10 for the Hawks. 6:25 left to go. The ball resting at their 47-yard line as we approach halftime. Coming up at the break, we hope to talk to Bart Krieger, the technology coordinator from Bishop Hartley High School. I want to harken back to a Thursday night lights game that we did, though, and also Friday game, too, with Marion Franklin, where we had a boatload of penalties in that contest against Eastmore on a Thursday night. And they snap it to the up man. That is Dan Cow. And tosses it back to Phillip Cole. Cole, 50, 45. Cole to the 40-yard line. Steps out of bounds and has enough for the Hawks. First down, a little razzle-dazzle. And the Hawks get the first down.
You do what you do. Just got turned on. You do what you do. And what Hartley does is they don't want to punt. They'll just figure out another way to get Cole the ball. And
they needed 10. They got 13. I think your space heater is now working.
It is now working.
Either that or your legs are on fire.
I just turned the darn thing on.
Okay. Pacing yourself?
No.
First and 10 Hawks from the 40-yard line.
Sometimes the assistant coach has to take over.
Cole in motion. Little boot on the waggle now by Carfagna. Gives ground. Looks long downfield. Pass. Incomplete at the 23. There's a flag on the play at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that's going to be defensive holding. They had Jordan Kirkbride lined up and held from the back. So he was trying to get free, and he just couldn't get up on his route.
And holding, indeed, is the call on the defense. Excellent job by Mr. Wolf on that one.
I haven't missed a call in a long time. I haven't been on the field in a long time.
Not that many people have called you in a long time. So.
Well, that's true.
So mark the ball down to the 30-yard line. 6:11 left to go.
And the good news is we have heat.
But we can still see our breath up here. Man, it's the first time all year we've done a game indoors, and you can see your breath. But you know what? That's football weather, you know? First and 10 from the 30. Hand off. It's Carter. Hits the hole hard and fast. Picks up four, maybe five on the play before he's knocked down. Hit made by David Stanford, the Sam linebacker.
You know, Brandon Wise was about 15 to 18 yards downfield blocking on the secondary man. I mean, this is a secret. We've talked about it all year with Hartley. Their linemen don't just block at the point of attack. They go where the ball is going to be, and they block downfield, and that's the secret. They do a great job of it.
So mark the ball at the 26-yard line. It'll be second down and six from there. 5:40 and ticking first half. Hawks controlling this one. Hartley leads Independence 22-0. chance to move on to the regional final next week. Take on the winner of Bell Fountain and Tri-Valley. And a whistle and timeout going to be taken by the Hawks. They will burn their second timeout as they take a timeout. We'll remind you that with 5:25 left to go coming up at halftime, we'll have Ryan Baker with all the scores and information from other games going on in the area right now. And Lee Cochran to join him as well, too. And then stick around after the game for the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by this week's Sports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. And they'll have all the scores and highlights and interviews right up to 11 o'clock. And, guys, anything going on in the world of high school football playoffs that surprises you right now?
Well, Randy, Pickerington Central, of course, got that 21-10 lead over Bradley. Maybe a little bigger margin there than we thought. John Glenn beating Licking Valley right now, 19-13. The Panthers undefeated this year, so that one a little bit of an upset. And then Columbus Academy has a 10-0 lead over Wheelersburg. They were able to take advantage of a Pirates turnover and score. So Academy doing something that nobody else in the state has even come close to doing, and that's giving Wheelersburg a game.
Those Moultries are tough. Second down and 6 from the 26-yard line. Blackman in motion. Handoff goes to Carter. Third man through. Elisha 15 and falls forward to the 12-yard line. Didn't hit contact until he got to the 15-yard line. And Caleb Jones got just enough of him coming up from his quarterback slot to make the hit. But it's first and 10 Hawks.
He gets so low going through the hole. I mean, he literally gets skinny going through the hole, and it's hard to hit that. He's a fast-moving target. It's hard to hit him.
Toss sweep far side, Elisha Carter. Trying to spread it out, trying to find an opening. Goes as wide as he possibly can and gets inside the 10-yard line to maybe the 9 or the 8. You know, that's one thing Independence wanted to do, too, Larry, is not get anybody to the outside. They wanted to pinch everything inside with the defense they play. It's a 34, but in essence, it's almost like a 5-man front.
It is a 5-man front. It's the old 52 defense with two stand-up ends. But everybody calls it a 34 now, and they do that because everybody likes to be a linebacker instead of a defensive end. So, but it's their job is to funnel it in.
Second down, and they need just about 5. Toss sweep. Carter near side. Elijah goes over the top of one man who's down. That's not hurling, but the man was down on the play and got inside the 5-yard line with 5 minutes left to go. By the way, you mentioned penalties so far in the first half. Hartley 7 for 70 yards. Independence 6 for 38. So they're going to mark the ball just inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be third down and just more than a yard. Carter now with 14 carries, 106 yards. And remember, he had a great contest last week as well, too, for the Hawks. 20 carries, 184 yards, and scored those 4 touchdowns. And they're up to that 62-21 victory.
And this is an important drive here because if Hartley scores, they'll go for 2. Try to get that 30-point lead going into the third quarter and shorten this game.
Toss goes to Alexander Blackman off the left side. And near hash, he goes from the 5 down to around the 4-yard line.
I think he's short.
Yep, by about the length of your football again. So it'll be fourth down and less than 1. 4:13 left to go. I'll go out on a limb and say they're going to go for it here.
Absolutely. They're not punting, I can guarantee that. And I think one of the things that Hartley's going to have to make an adjustment to is the speed off the edge for this Independence defense. They're getting around the corner and making the tackle in the backfield.
Triple stack eye. Third man through. Blackman's got the first down and a little present to boot. He's got a touchdown. Alexander takes it in for the score. Touchdown number 22 on the campaign, and now it is 28-0 with 3:52 left to go. Let's see if the Hawks indeed go for the two-point try.
Hartley should line up and run the same darn play again because I tell you what, he went in almost untouched.
Miles Fleming checks in the contest. And Fleming is in.
Wow, this is something they must have worked on all week.
Fleming at quarterback from the gun. Jump pass over the middle, and it's complete for the two-point try. Got it to Kirkbride for the two-point conversion, and there it is, 30-0, razzle-dazzle.
That's the old Tim Tebow jump pass.
So 30-0, the count in this one as they go for the little jump pass as Fleming comes in. And this is a guy that we saw last week that was outstanding with the way that he was able to come in. Remember, late in the game, took it around the right-hand side on a 44-yard gain. So now we're at that 30-point margin, which at the start of the second half, if nothing changes, we'll have that continuous clock.
And that's exactly what Hartley wanted. They want to shorten this game. It's a cold night. It's a hard field. You know what I mean? All those things that can happen to you. They don't need to get anybody dinged up here. They just want to go ahead and get the darn game over with.
So that scoring drive, 10 plays, 53 yards, 5:14 off the clock. Blackman is second touchdown. This one, 4 yards. The prior one was 6 yards. Carter has a 3-yard touchdown run, and Danko has one, 59 yards. It came on a fourth down play. And now it is 30-0 Hawks. Just under 4 minutes left to go, and Agresti has it teed up at the 40-yard line near hash right to left.
Well, I can assure you he's not going to kick this ball deep. He's just going to pooch it somewhere. Hartley will be happy to give him the ball and play defense.
As long as he gets it across the 50, and this time a little punch kick that will get it down to the 25-yard line. And the return from there up across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Did I see a late flag tossed in there? On the return was Jalen Robinson.
I hope not.
Saw something go in there. It might have been a piece of equipment. We'll see. And flying with a contact at the end of the play. So I think that's what it was. So they're going to mark it officially at the 32-yard line. First and 10, 76ers from there with 3:47 left to go. Nothing else right now. If you're Independence, you're going to get the ball to start the second half, but you'd like to make a statement, I assume, here late in the first half.
Yeah, you'd like to find something you can hang your hat on and go in at halftime and say, look, we can do this, whatever this happens to be. And I think they need to get DeMonte Taylor going. I mean, he's one block away from going somewhere. But...
quick pop on the bubble screen attempt, the pass thrown behind McCarroll. Delron tries to come back and circle to the football, but it goes behind him at the 31, so it'll be second down and 10.
That was one of those little short passes we were talking about, that little bubble screen or that little tunnel screen that they were trying to get him to come back inside, and hopefully a 2-yard pass becomes a 40-yard gain.
Well, blow into the sidelines. I'm not sure if he thought he was going to check out on the play, but then he got words of wisdom and some play information from Jalen Moore, so he comes back into the game, and then checking off is number 5, Caleb Jones, and Moore's going to go to the bottom of the formation. Too wide of that side. Near side handoff. It goes to DeMonte Taylor. Got up to the 34-yard line, and that was it. So picks up a couple on the play. Danko makes the hit. 3.5 left to go in the first half.
Everything seems to be an arduous trial here for Independence. They can't seem to find anything that they can do. They just keep pounding on that rock, and it's not cracking.
Larry, you talked about the ball carriers, but as a player in general, what's it like to play on a night like this?
It's hard. Your fingers are cold, and, you know, your body's fine, but it's just your extremities. Your fingers and toes get a little bit cold.
3rd and 8. Little late toss. That didn't look good to Taylor. It's like Blow was going around the left-hand side and said, oh, here, you can have the ball, and basically tossed it late to DeMonte Taylor, and he got knocked down back at the 32.
I don't know whether it was supposed to be an option or it wasn't supposed to be an option, but if it was, there was very poor pitch relationship between the quarterback and DeMonte Taylor, and they just seem to be out of sorts here. They can't quite figure out what they can do. And right now they're just going in neutral. They're not going anywhere.
And it's 4th down and 10 from inside the 32-yard line.
So they've had 3 or 4 drives tonight where they've either had negative yardage or no yardage for the entire drive. And it's just, you know, they got to find something. And I don't know whether it's the short passing game. I don't know whether it's the Wildcat. They've tried just about everything they have in their playbook.
They're going to take a timeout? They will. 2:19 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Wyrick DeSawyer has Pickerington North on the board. They lead Centerville 7-0, and New Albany has scored. They lead Walnut Ridge 7-0 as well.
So a couple City League teams trailing. Both have been shut out so far between the Scots and now the 76ers. They're down by 30 here with 2:19 left to go. They took a timeout on a 4th down and 10. Larry, any idea why?
Well, I'm not sure what they wanted to do, but the clock was already running down. They didn't want to take a penalty, so they just decided to go ahead and call the timeout with 1 second left on the clock.
Taylor back deep. And now he's running out of that deep formation. Up to the 25. He's not going to make it. Up to the 29-yard line, and he's going to be well short of the first down as Steinecker drilled him right at the 29.
Well, he's only going to punt the ball 20 yards or so anyhow. And so you might as well try it on 3rd or 4th down and 10. I mean, what's the difference? You're going to lose 10 yards.
No, the difference is 10 yards.
Yeah.
You just answered your own question.
So now first and 10 for the Hawks, up by 30. 2:12 left to go in the first half from the 29-yard line of the 76ers.
As I get older, I do that more and more often. I just sometimes forget the question.
Carfagna, a little bubble, comes out near side. Cole inside the 20, throw up to the 15, and spins and does a 360 down to the 13-yard line. So another first down.
Right now, this Hartley offense looks like a juggernaut, and their defense looks like the absolute immovable force. Nothing Independence can do seems to be able to crack this rock called Hartley.
Gain of 16 on the play, first and 10 from the 13. 2 minutes left to go, and ticking first half. The Hawks up by 30, and whistles on the field, and a timeout by the 76ers. So trying to make one more stand defensively with 1:52 left to go here in the first half. And coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Bart Krieger, the technology coordinator at Bishop Hartley High School, about the goings-on in the land of the Hawks. And right now, you look at the playoff picture for Bishop Hartley. I think there was some concern early on, you know, Larry, about the movement from Division 4 to Division 3. But look at some of the other regions in Division 3. There were some upsets last week, so the road looks a little more palatable for the Hawks.
Well, the big dogs are still hunting, though. Toledo Central Catholic's still in it. Bell Fountain's still in it. There's some big dogs still out there hunting. So all the big guys are still in it. It's just some of the lower seeds upset some of the middle seeds.
So the 76ers burn a timeout on defense with 1:52 left to go. 30-0. Bishop Hartley up. They're already at the line of scrimmage. 76ers late to get to the defensive line. Toss goes to Carter inside the 6, down to the 5-yard line. The 76ers were not ready defensively.
No, and I don't know why necessarily that ball was put into play. I mean, they should have given them a little more time to get back on the field. They had a timeout called. They were gathered over at their 20, and they came sprinting back, but they weren't set, that's for sure.
So the ball is resting now at the 5-yard line. Second down and a short 2 from there with 1:27 left to go.
At the 5-yard line.
Officials time out on the field. And I think he said start the play clock on the ready. So 25 on the play clock.
Something is a foul here. Play clock's not running.
No. With 1:19. And the snap, it goes to Blackman, and he's going to take it in uncontested for the touchdown with 1:14 left to go and add 6 more to the board. And touchdown number 3 tonight for Alexander Blackman. He's got 23 on the campaign, and then it was 36-0 Hawks.
You know, I think I finally figured out what makes this Hartley offense go. It's taken me several games this year. But when you look in their backfield, they've got 5 potential running backs. That includes a wide receiver, Nick Cone, Blackman, the quarterback. I mean, everybody is a good running back, and so they can give it to all of these guys in a variety of ways. It's tough to stop that many weapons.
Agresti for the extra point. Snap, kick, it is up, and it is 37-0 Hawks with 1:14 left to go in the first half. So, Larry, if you're Independence right now and you're Maurice Douglas, what can you possibly tell your team in the waning moments of the first half?
Look, it's 37-0. Let's not get crazy here. Let's see if we can score a touchdown. Let's see if we can just put something together and play Independence football, because right now they're doubting if what they're doing is the right thing, and it's been the right thing all year. They know what they can do. The trouble is, Hartley knows what they can do, and Hartley can stop it. They have good enough people to stop it.
And a cushion now on that 30-point bulge for the Hawks, too, even if they give up an early touchdown to Independence. We'll see what happens if they would score. But if the 76ers can score in the second half, they'll get the ball first. Remember, they would go for 2 because they cannot kick extra points. They only go for 2. So right now they have a little bit more of a cushion at 37-0, as that play was 3 plays. That drive, rather, 3 plays, 29 yards, 58 seconds off the clock, and Blackman now from 5 yards out. And it has been all Hawks here in the first half. We go back to that big situation, the long pass to Philip Cole early. You know, that kind of set the tone for this contest.
It did set the tone. I don't think it had any devastating effect, but it set the tone.
Caleb Jones at the 14 takes it up to the 21-yard line. Ball's free at the end of the play. They're going to say it's down, I believe. So the 76ers will get it back after a 7-yard return. 1:07 left to go.
and they're down 37-0. Do you do anything fancy here if you're Independence?
No, you give the ball to your best guy, DeMonte Taylor, or you throw that little two-yard bubble screen or that tunnel screen. You do something safe because the last thing you want to do is make a mistake here. Hartley's probably not going to call its timeouts, probably. I think they've got, what, one left maybe?
You are correct, sir. So what were we going to say, sir?
Go ahead.
Archives of tonight's football broadcast, by the way, are available at stgabrielradio.com. Business done. First and 10, mark it officially at the 22-yard line, 107 left to go. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom, wing to the bottom. Snap goes directly to Taylor. DeMonte across the 20, works his way outside to the 25-yard line, and just beyond that, with 1 minute left to go.
You know, Ethan Amaya that time, he's 6'3", he's 290, okay? He's not going to catch DeMonte Taylor. That's not going to happen. But by pursuing hard, what he did was he kept DeMonte from having a cutback lane or a cut-up lane. So he had to force him to the sidelines, and he did a great job.
What I like is the Amayas down in front of us, they have a jersey that says 62-77 for Nathaniel and for Ethan Amaya sitting down right in front of us. And up to the 38, maybe the 39-yard line with the football is Jalen Moore.
It's a little slant route. Nicely executed. The ball was thrown low over the middle where it should have been.
Makes the catch. They're going to say his knee touch at the 38. First and 10 there. 56.5. They crank the clock as they move the chains now. They're ready to go. And blow. Going to go back to throw. Looking, rolling, gunning underneath. Pass is complete for maybe a one-yard gain as he gets it off to McCarroll.
I don't think the 25-second clock is working. Not that it's going to matter because everybody's in a hurry up, but they'll try to get that fixed at halftime, I'm sure.
James Reese makes the hit. Second down and 9 from the 39. 32 seconds left to go. Quickly to the line.
You got one man open at the top.
Oh. And they lose the handoff. Blow picks it back up then as he tried to hand it off to Taylor. And Keontae picks it up at the 33-yard line, pays the price. 17 seconds left to go. Do you just let it die here?
Probably.
And Blow's going to head to the sidelines. And that will probably do it for the first half as he tries to get the information from Maurice Douglas. Looks at the clock and says, guys, we are done. What a stellar first 24 minutes for Bishop Hartley. Larry's elite, 37-0 here at the break.
Totally dominant offensively and defensively. They shut down one of the really great running backs in Central Ohio, DeMonte Taylor. And this game is very lopsided, as the score would indicate.
Coming up at halftime, we'll talk with Bart Krieger. He will be our halftime guest from Bishop Hartley High School. And Lee and Ryan will have scores and highlights from all the other games going on in tournament action here. But here at the break, regional semifinal in Division III, 37-0 in favor of Bishop Hartley. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.